in a way, it's a love story, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah. It's a love story to Albany and fishing and, yeah, being out in the water.
And the life.
Yeah, definitely. There's definitely a real romance to that kind of life, yeah.
When did you start picking up the pen?
I've always been writing. I've written since I was 9 or 10. When it became that particular story, this particular book about 5 years ago, I started writing it.
Called Salt.
Salt.
And it's the story of Salt.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll meet Salt in a moment. Why do you write?
Probably because I'm not that eloquent when I'm speaking. I think originally I wrote because I couldn't explain myself in words out loud. Otherwise, I'd probably be an actor or a radio person or something.
No, don't do that.
Instead, I write.
Because the way you write is, it's extremely colourful.
Thank you.
In that the way you describe things, it paints a picture in the mind, but it creates a feeling at the same time. Where did you find that skill?
That's a nice way of putting it.
You can have it.
A picture. Thank you. I'll use that. Can I have that line?
But it does. It creates the feeling, and the words create the feeling. So where did you start working on that?
I think, for a start, Albany, living in Albany is a really inspiring place to live because of landscape. And I remember once doing a writing session and the teacher sort of said, well, you know, what comes first, the setting, the plot, or the character? And for me, it's always the setting. It's always the landscape that comes first. And as soon as you're in it, then the characters and the plot walk onto the stage, basically, if that makes sense.
Yeah.
And living in Albany, I mean, what better place? You've got this granite, you've got these amazing beaches, this incredible weather and all the colours. And it's just such a vivid place to be in, to write in.
Yeah. The morning was red all over from the smoke hanging in the sky. A molten sun climbed over the sandbar. Bullet hauled in the nets in the shelter of the paperbark trees. Their ghostly figures danced against the ochre cliffs and the green, grey forests. A seagull watched us from her paperbark eyrie. I mean, it really creates the sense of calm.
Of stillness and dawn.
The stillness and the dawn of it. Mm. Yeah. It's fascinating. Mm. And the whole book is a tribute to that. Now to the other part of it, you ended up, or you're transiting through being a deckie, a TA, mm-hmm. for one of the old salts of the place. How did you get into the fishing lurk?
Well, I've sort of always been in the fishing lurk. Yeah, they are a funny bunch. I've always been in the fishing lurk. I mean, when I was a kid, we used to set nets out near the shipwreck in the harbour as amateur netters, and I worked at the fish factory. So I sort of knew a lot of the fishing families from around the place, and also just camping around the beaches around here and sort of turning up and they'd be catching salmon. And so I was always kind of hanging around beaches and jetties most of my life. But I think when I, in about 2005, I wrote a report on the salmon fishing industry as part of my arts practicum for my arts degree. And I interviewed Bill for that and started interviewing a few of the other local fishing families. And then, got to know Bill, and Bill said, how about you work as my deckie? And I just went, that sounds great. Yeah, so that's when that started, about 5 years ago.
What time do you start in the mornings?
Oh, it's awful. It's really awful. I've been sacked. So, I think I've been sacked twice for not turning up.
And how many times have you mutinied?
Quite a few times. There's been quite a few mutinies. Getting out of bed before dawn. It's awful. But the best thing about it is that you're driving there and you're driving down to the boat ramp and you're cold and it's really quite freezing, you know, that time of the day. And it's always in the winter. It always has to be raining. It's very cold. And then you get on the boat and it's all different. Everything's changed. You're out in the water. As soon as the outboard starts, it's like everything's okay.
Yeah.
It's a beautiful thing, yeah.
Salt is Bill North. All the nice stories
he's
are true.
Out. He's outed.
He's outed. And all the dodgy stories are all fiction. Is that right, Bill?
Oh, yes, definitely, John. Yeah.
thanks for coming in this morning.
Lies.
What did you think when you saw yourself portrayed on the page of the book? I mean, I chose that intro very, very carefully because that, yeah, what do you think about that? He was burly and sad and smelled vaguely of mutton.
Well, I don't like the bit about smelling of mutton. Fish would have suited me a lot better, but anyway.
So how did you feel about, you know, reading about somebody's very personal view of you?
Yeah. I'd think it was a kiwi smelling of mutton, wouldn't I? Yeah.
Behave. So what did you think of that?
Oh, well, I could think of better things to describe me, but anyway, well, I couldn't put up with it.
But, I mean, that was my quote that I pulled out to tease you. But the whole book is how somebody's watched you work, and it's a tribute to the skills that not just you, but a bunch of people have working the bays and the inlets, the small fishers, the small commercial guys, licensed guys. So what did you make of all that?
Oh, well, yeah, well, the whole thing, it's all put down there as it is, you know? And what I liked about you said earlier on, it was very descriptive, and it is. You know, I've seen, after reading that book, I saw things there that I hadn't noticed before because I've been fishing since I could walk, you know? And all those things, you just notice them. You see them there and they're just part of the landscape, but when it's put in a book like that, I can see it properly, you know? And I see it better in the book than what I see it.
Like what?
Naturally. Oh, well, he talks about a couple of ducks swimming in amongst the paper barks and, you know, well, she describes the cliffs over the other side of the lake or you know, there's swans or something swimming around and how the fish are coming up out of the water and, you know, gleaming in the moonlight or something like that.
The poetry of it.
Yeah, something like
that. One of the things I found after I'd read the book, it was because I drove back down the highway yesterday and I was looking at colours differently and thinking about different words to describe colours, which I thought was an interesting response from a book. And really that's what you've said too about the things you notice.
It is. It's well written. It describes everything that happens very well, you know. And I've read it. I haven't read the book, but I've read the draft copy a couple of times myself, you know. And as soon as I get the book, I'm going to read that again too. Yeah. But it's very descriptive.
Our guests are Sarah Drummond, who's the author of Salt Story. It's the story of sea dogs and fisherwomen. And Bill North, who stars in the book as Salt.